with Shaw now running the podcast. Into the ground. Jared and Adam decided to start a new podcast. Here is one of those brilliant podcast ideas.
Hi, and welcome to Toilet Break Guide to Avengers Endgame. I'm Jared.
I'm Adam. And here we are.
Surprise!
Now, this podcast is a guide, I'm going to repeat what Jared just said, to the toilet breaks in Avengers Endgame.
Well, you were extremely concerned before we went to this movie.
Yes.
Because we went and saw Star Wars, and you had to piss like four times.
Yes.
And this
on before the movie, because it was that bad, Last Jedi.
And then this movie before...
Well, Marvel came out and said there's no toilet breaks.
No. So
it's a three-hour slog, and there's no toilet breaks.
Yeah. So bring a nappy, a bucket.
Whatever.
But you can't leave.
That's what people are left with. They're like, well, what do we do? Now, this podcast will tell you through the movie, which is the good time to sneak out and just do a number one or two.
I don't know if there's going to be enough time for number twos, but...
Hey, there is some... There might be... I'm not going to ruin this podcast, but there might be a number two.
Should we say spoiler alert?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's the premise of the podcast is good, right? So it's a guide to where you can take toilet breaks in a movie. Mm-hmm. That's 3 hours long. But... Yeah. Here's the problem of maybe this podcast. This movie is going to get ruined by when we explain this podcast. So, it's either you're happy to get ruined with the podcast and keep your bladder, or...
You've seen it
and you go, I can't remember. We're not going to go to the toilet. Either way, it's going to be a great show.
Yep.
It's been a great show. Avengers Endgame. What a show.
What a show, mate. There's no time for toilet breaks in that.
That's it. It's a joke.
See you
later. So, we need to start. So, we swore it at six o'clock.
We swore it?
We swore on it. Swore on the Bible that we'd see this movie. Mm. So, Jared, we need a little setup for what we're about to say.
Oh, yeah. We're about to say something.
To say setup?
Yeah.
Beautiful. But maybe some background on where do you sit with Marvel movies? Like,
well, normally just in... Try to sit in the middle.
Yep.
I'd like to sit on a recliner chair.
Yeah. Not too close to the screen.
No, not too far back.
Break your neck, et cetera, et cetera. I'm a big fan of Marvel.
Yep.
And all that they do. Yeah. Jared is as well. He's being a bit shy about it.
No, they've all been not shy about it. I'm happy to say yes.
I'm
a fan.
Loud and proud, are you?
I'm loud and proud.
Yep. Big Marvel fan.
Mm-hmm.
So we're ecstatic about this movie prior to going in. Now, we got opening night, 6 o'clock.
Yep.
That's the time frame we're working with. Yep. So you can adjust that to how you're working with when you're going to see it or not see it or see it again or whatever you're going to do.
Yep.
So
because obviously your body clock's working differently at different times. So our toilet break times at that time of the evening...
Well, yes.
...is going to be different to somebody who probably just got up and is going to see it...
Straight away.
First thing in the morning. Yeah. So.
Are they going to have breakfast first?
Are they going to have two coffees?
Is that too much fluid?
Because that's going to push out a number two. You have two coffees.
In the morning.
You're going to, by the time you get to the cinema.
That's what I mean. That's why there could be a number two in here.
Mm.
True?
Well.
So, I'm going to say I went to the toilet. I won't do the whole day because I can't remember. But when I arrived at...
Just stayed in the toilet all day.
just get everything out. I had an enema. I stuck a garden hose up there. You know what I mean? I got a vacuum.
Sucked
on my bladder. Just to get everything out. I was empty.
Yep.
So at 4:30, I got to the complex, made sure we got our tickets.
Yep.
That's first off, don't worry about your bladder. Make sure you got tickets to the movie.
Well,
that's key. Now, at 4:30, I went to the toilet, did number two.
Yep.
And probably number one came out. I can't confirm. Usually you're there at the time you're doing both.
Yeah, so...
So, I'm going to say one and two.
Yeah, you give something to push.
At 4:30, where were you, Jared? Really, you're in the shower.
Yeah, I was quickly having a shower.
Did the number one come out?
In the shower.
Did it?
No, to be honest, my bladder's pretty good. Like, I can generally watch a movie without needing to go to the toilet.
There you go.
As long as I haven't had a lot of beers.
Yeah.
If I have a few beers, then that might set me off. Fair enough. That's why, before the movie, I had one beer.
Yes.
We had dinner. We had one beer.
Yeah. So we only have one beer. So you're saying you didn't do number one in the shower before?
I don't think so. I think I was in a rush to get to the movie. So
no time for it. Because you like to sit down when, like, when you did other ones.
Yeah.
All right, so cut to us eating dinner. Now, we had burgers.
Yep, and ribs. Some ribs.
Average ribs.
Terrible ribs.
We're not going to name the establishment. But
ribs and burgers, yeah.
Pick up your game. I mean, it's in the title of the restaurant too. So exactly. Both those things.
Burger was good.
One of them should be good.
Well, the one was, the burger was good.
Yeah. So maybe they change the name just to...
Burgers.
Yep.
And burgers and average ribs.
Maybe. Not our sponsors, obviously. So I had that one, as Jared mentioned, one beer.
Mm-hmm.
With meal.
With meal.
One beer with meal.
Yep.
At this stage. So we've got one beer with meal. Now, we snuck into coffee.
Well, we did, actually.
We were living on the edge. We were living dangerously.
Well, it was only a small
small cappuccino in honor of Captain America.
But that's not really going to get your bladder going, is it?
It could get your bowels moving.
Mm,
but it was a risk we wanted to take.
At that time of day, I'm normally done with my bowel movement.
Really? It's closed.
It's closed.
Sorry, we're closed side.
Yeah, I'm a morning...
Billy the bowel mover is gone. He's gone home to his family.
Yeah. Normally, I'm...
He's got a family to go to.
Billy Clocked the bowel off. Mover. See you later.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're not going to reveal your staff?
No.
Private lives? Fair enough. They haven't signed on for this. So, yeah, we had dinner, stuck a cheeky coffee in, and we're ascending
the escalator.
To Asgard.
The escalator.
Escalator
to Asgard.
So we got our tickets, right?
Yep.
What?
Couples combo.
Candy bar. So we're at the candy bar. So this is important too, because what you're going to consume during this 3-hour movie is going to come to play later, and hopefully not during the movie, but it may.
So we didn't go overboard. We'd obviously just eaten a dinner
and had a sneaky cap.
Just a cap with meal.
Cap, no, after meal.
So we just went the couples combo.
Yeah.
Large popcorn, two large drinks.
Yeah.
No ice creams.
Nothing.
Nothing else.
No lollies.
We don't want to push our luck.
Yeah. We're like, this is enough.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't... And I said to you, I turned to you after we got our straws, and I said, are we going to the toilet? And what'd you say to me?
I gave myself a little... You know when you test to see
test the waters, literally.
I gave a little test run and went, no, I'm dry.
You're still closed.
I'm still closed.
There's no one there.
Yeah, both ends shut down.
Really?
So, I was good. I thought you would have gone, but then you...
Does Billy run the bladder in the bowel? Like, is it one man operation?
Yeah.
Just to, next to each other.
Yeah, because it's normally at the same time.
Yeah, you don't want to pay extra stuff. Yeah. Not needed.
I thought you were going to have to go.
Yes.
But you were good too.
Yeah, because I was remembering, obviously, Star Wars Last Jedi. I went, no exaggeration, 3 times before the movie because I didn't want to miss a thing. I thought, obviously, we were going to get a big Snoke reveal, Rey's parent reveal, which turns out I could have just sat in the toilet for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have missed a thing. So I thought, should I go? I didn't go before because I thought, hang on. There's an old saying, breaking the seal. That was what was going through my head.
But you'd already been to the toilet at 4:30. So
we did go to the... So hang on.
What do you mean we?
Hang on a sec. Sorry, we're a couple of liars here.
Oh, wait, we did, didn't we?
We did, sorry.
Before dinner.
Yes. Mm. So prior to probably about... So I dropped my guts at 4:30. No, it's probably earlier. I probably dropped them at 4, I'm going to say. The bowel movement was at 4.
Yeah.
I reckon you got to the cinema just about 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then I reckon about 4:45 we did number ones.
Yeah.
So that was the last time we evacuated our bladder.
Yep.
Before the movie. All right. So we get our 2 drinks,
mm-hmm.
popcorn, 2 movie tickets, and
we're in
a head full of
good thoughts.
All right. We get through the guy with the bow tie.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't hard to get through, so like it was a challenge. He wasn't going to let us in. But here's our tickets. He said, have a good time.
I was going to say, yeah, bring me Thanos, mate. I was ready to fire up. So we get in there. We sit down. Now, your recliner didn't work.
Yeah.
Which was a bit annoying.
Yeah, it was like stuck half reclined anyway.
So that was...
I just tolerated it. I couldn't be bothered with the complaint. The arm was busted off the chair nearly.
Maybe it helped because you weren't... Because my reclined too much. Like, I was in hospital bed for what stage?
Backflip.
So maybe, because I didn't want to show off and rub it in, that you couldn't recline. Mm. So I never really reclined.
Fully.
We like, the whole cinema was, they were just in turmoil. Like, it's like Thanos turned up.
Just turned all the recliners off. The staff had to come in and try and fix, what, 4 or 5 chairs?
Oh, at least.
You'd think they'd be ready for, you know, opening day of the Avengers. Have your chairs working.
Test the chairs.
That's the one thing in the room that needs to work. Yeah. Just the chair.
Other than that, don't worry about the screen, projector. Just those chairs. But I think maybe, here's a little tip, thinking back. If we were fully, like, relaxed, reclined, maybe our bladder would have been
a little bit looser.
Looser bladder. Maybe because we weren't so relaxed on the edge of our seats, we didn't piss our pants. But here's the strange thing. So we're nearly at the movie, guys. I don't know if you're still here. We're nearly at the movie. But this is prep.
Yeah.
You can't, this podcast. Thanos is there and then don't go to the toilet. That's not what we're talking about.
No.
We're talking about what happens before,
because
that's what's going to ultimately lead you into the toilet.
Yeah. Well, if you drink a gallon of water before you go to watch the movie, you're in big trouble.
You're a fool. I can tell you straight up.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't go to the movies.
At all.
At all, mate.
So we're at the window recliner. It's not working. Now.
Was that a word?
Yeah. Yes. So we were expecting about half an hour of ads, trailers, you know, the usual rigmarole you got to go through to get to see this blockbuster.
Yep. So I was thinking, all right, if I do need to go in the next half an hour.
Time it probably.
I'll quickly go.
They've done 2 trailers. They're probably going to do a third quickly. Boom, boom, boom.
Hmm.
But then they just like did one ad, one preview for The Hustle.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is a Marvel movie at all. Is it?
I don't think it should even be out of the movies at all. But anyway. It
shouldn't be a movie. And then it's like, hang on a second, what's this? Hawkeye's here. Get rid of him.
Normally at the cinemas they have, turn your phones, like they have someone come up, hey, turn your phone off, enjoy the movie, here it is. Bang.
That's
and
right.
It comes on. But this and was
something,
just,
some bang, warning.
No warning.
Just straight away where we've got Hawkeye and his family.
Lockdown, like.
This is it, mate. You've blown your chance. If you were going
to
do a quick piss.
It's too late.
No, you're stuck. So it opens with Hawkeye and his family shooting arrows and having lunch, as he does. And then,
so we've said spoiler alert, haven't we?
Yeah. Don't worry, everyone's covered.
All right.
Yeah, I think. In case we haven't ruined too much yet, Hawkeye has
a family,
shoots arrows and eats sandwiches. All right, so we've ruined that. Apologies for that, but from here on, it's spoilers. All right. You happy with that, Joe?
I'm happy.
Yeah. All right, so he's having lunch.
Was it lunch? Yeah, it's probably about lunchtime.
Yeah, lunchtime. Summer's up.
Yep.
Kids are playing.
Just having a good time.
Having a good time shooting arrows.
He called his daughter Hawkeye, didn't he?
Yeah, well.
Nice shot, Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
But then something happens. They disappear.
Yes.
So obviously this is when Thanos clicked his fingers from Infinity War.
Yep.
And his family's wiped out. Boom. Gone.
Beautiful.
So he's like, oh my God, where's my family? The sandwich is still there. They're still there. Has a quick sandwich. And he's like, could you have taken a piss in that section? Was that important to the plot? I think
that's important to Hawkeye's plot.
Yeah. It motivates his character further.
Yeah.
So no toilet breaks there.
No.
And why would you? It's just started, mate.
If you've got to go now, you're in trouble.
Yeah, he might as well just come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So then we see that scene. Just like the Marvel thing. Odd choice of music to start. I thought, what's going on here? But it works for the movie, I guess.
Mm.
And then you got Stark and Nebula.
Nebula. Yeah, you could probably... That, you know, this might be a time. If you're really... It's early, you got... So when Tony Stark...
Up. No, but even before...
In the spaceship, right?
But you've got about... They've shortened it, but you know that, like, 30 seconds when that Marvel logo comes up with all the characters?
Yeah.
If you go right then, because you're not going to miss anything, you know it's Marvel.
Yeah.
You know, you're not surprised by that.
Then I reckon you need a minute at least to run to the toilet.
Yes.
Quickly take a leak.
Yes.
So we're assuming you're not doing it number 2 this early.
And obviously we're assuming you're not wearing a nappy. If you're wearing a nappy, you don't need to listen to this. You've got...
you can do whatever you want.
It's, you know, that's up to you.
You can go whenever.
So yeah, all right. So let's say you could get away if
so
you
like...
So
that's like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But then also it just cuts to Tony Stark in space.
That's right.
Where if you've seen the preview...
You know he's in space.
You know he's in space. And
if you've seen Infinity War, you know he's probably in space.
And he's leaving a message on his helmet for...
So, yeah, that's true. So you've got at least... But it doesn't cut to that straight away. Remember they're playing that soccer?
Yeah, but it's not important to the story.
I think they... Because you know how they play soccer against Thanos at the end? To save the universe?
Yeah, so they're balled up in space. It just shows...
So, all right. So we've got our first quick piss. They're quick.
Very quick.
Not a long one.
No.
If there's a line, if it's like, I'm going to be a while...
Like
a bin.
Yeah. A fern, like a pot plant or something.
It's good. It's good for the fern. Mm. So that's our first spot. So Hawkeye's apparently gone. Beautiful. Not beautiful, but, you know.
Yep.
Then Marvel starts the logo. You hear the music. The music's going to be your key.
Yep.
Can't remember the song. It was an odd choice, but obviously Tony's listening to some weird music, 70s music or something. So you hear the music, Marvel logo, go to the toilet. Now, you should probably come back into Nebula putting Tony in the seat.
Yep.
I think that's... If you get to that spot, that's perfect because nothing really happens.
Until then.
He leaves a message for Pepper Potts, says you're dumped. And he's dead. He's dying. He's lost. They've lost oxygen.
Yep. Yeah. Because well, she doesn't need it. Like, she doesn't.
Does she drink?
Well, she gave up.
To him.
Was it food or drink?
But it was like
she's not struggling as he is with the oxygen.
Yeah. Obviously, because she's
half
robot.
Robot or something.
I'd say she'd survive regardless.
Well, she's a survivor.
She's not going to give up.
No.
So she pops Tony in the chair to die, pretty much.
Yeah. He looks. Well, I thought he might have. Died for a moment there. Like,
is he dead? And then we see like this light, and it's like, oh, he's like, shut the curtains. You know what I mean? It's sort of waking him up.
Yep.
And what's the light, Jared?
Oh, Captain Marvel.
Light of our lives brings Tony back to Earth. So that happens. Tony's skinny.
Yeah.
He's angry. Then Captain Marvel's like, I'm going to kill Thanos.
Yeah.
So they all go on a road trip to the planet where Thanos is. So it's very quick.
Yeah, it's all happening real quick.
There's no even breaks to do anything.
Well, Whiplash. I was thinking, geez, this movie's meant to be 3 hours. But
it's going
to
be 3 minutes.
It's almost finished.
So they get, yep, we've got the plan.
Let's go get Thanos. They go.
Yeah, Thanos is there, a farmer, yeah, picking his fruit, minding his own business.
Potatoes or whatever.
He's earned it, retired.
Yeah, well, he's finished working, so why not?
He's done. Picking it, and then he's like, they turn up, and then they get him in a headlock, or Captain Marvel does.
Yep.
Pretty easily, he's sort of fucked up because he reveals that he used the stones to destroy the stones.
Yep, and it nearly killed him.
Nearly killed him, poor bloke.
Poor bugger.
So they're interrogating him, and then Thor does what he didn't do in Infinity War, as he says. He aims for the head, yep. Chops his head off. Did you like that?
Yeah, I did actually.
It was cool, yeah.
So then we're like, okay, fuck.
What now?
What now?
And that
cuts
was it.
To 5 years later.
Bang. Could you go to the toilet when they say 5 years later?
I think, so here's what I'm thinking, Adam.
All right.
Paul Rudd comes back.
Spoilers.
So then there's a good 2-3 minutes of him getting told what we already know.
Yes.
That everyone's gone, disappeared because of Thanos.
And we've already been told that. Stark's been told that too.
Yeah.
So we've got the information we already know twice.
Yeah. And now it's just he's figuring it out.
Yes.
So I reckon that's a good break. If you need to go to the toilet.
If you don't care about whether his family is alive straight away. But we do get to see his daughter. Grown up.
Yeah.
So we know she's alive. So basically, yes.
But then it doesn't.
But if you're
really...
a big Paul Rudd fan, you're gonna stick around for the Rudd. But I agree. Maybe you could sneak out then. Because it cuts.
Because you'll still come back.
It cuts to Captain America talking. Yeah, you got plenty of time, actually.
You could actually probably have a shit.
All right, so poo break.
Well, this is probably the only possible poo break. Possibly. If you're quick, like.
If it's ready to go.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, you got to sit there for a minute to. You know, coerce,
but even still, it's pretty early in the movie, so you should have
coerced the brown dragon out of the cave.
You should have really sorted that out before the movie.
Thanos loses his head.
Yeah,
you go to the toilet, lose your guts. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then Thor says that little thing about I went for the head.
I'm dead. All right. You hear that? You hear that as you walk out. You go, like, oh, that's a good one, Thor. So you walk out. You're there. You're back. Probably you're back by the time Ant Man is at the security gate.
Gets to his daughter's house. I think you'd be able to get back. Because it takes a bit of time before he walks around looking.
He's in the cage. Daughter. Daughter at the door.
Daughter at the door. That's a good couple of minutes.
Yeah. Even if you miss daughter at the door.
The important thing
someone will tell you, oh, his daughter's alive.
Best break you're going to get.
Really? You're calling
it. I'm thinking that's
there might
the best
be other breaks.
Well.
I might tell you.
You tell me.
I think there might be another one. But daughter break, and you probably might get back to daughter reveal that she's old and alive. Or at least Ant-Man at the door. Of the Avengers headquarters.
Yeah, which is when it starts to...
Which is in the trailer too. So even if you miss that, if you walk in and Scott's talking to Cap and Scarlet, although you would miss the peanut butter sandwich scene, which I think is important because it's referenced by Paul Rudd later. If he says, oh, you're going to finish that sandwich, you don't know there's a sandwich in the scene.
I think that's fine.
But there's something you're going to miss. You're going to miss Captain Marvel's new haircut.
I love it.
You said she looks like a sexy boy.
No, I didn't.
So that's she does look like a sexy boy.
No, she's a beautiful, sexy boy. Beautiful woman with a nice.
She has a sexy boy haircut.
Okay.
And if you're into sexy space boys, I support it. So you do like it. Sort of establishes that Scarlett Johansson, aka Black Widow, is like, I still want to be an Avenger. I'm still looking for trouble. She's like
keeping an eye on shit.
Yeah, but there's nothing to do. Like they're saying it's an earthquake. What do you want us to do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like they got teams out there doing things. Cheezel Raccoon, Wakanda Lady, I forget her name.
Yeah.
And Sexy Boy Space Girl.
Yeah.
And you'll miss that, but that's you doesn't matter. Yeah, there's no new characters. It's not
going to affect the storyline.
There's no new characters.
No.
So Paul Rudd's there. He's like, oh, somehow I worked out that there's a time machine within the quantum realm.
Yeah. And that gives them their next, oh, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah. Did you think that was sort of feasible that Paul Rudd, aka, not the actor, sorry, Paul Rudd, maybe a smart man, I don't know, but Scott Lang, aka Ant-Man, would go, I can work out time.
He didn't really, he just came up with an idea saying that if we can go through the time.
And it's it's a shot. It's a little bit of hope that they don't have.
Yeah.
They go, might as well try and give it a go.
I guess initially I was like, oh, I don't know if like Ant-Man's coming up with the idea for time travel, but
if anyone's going to do it,
it's got to be him because he's the one that goes through.
It's either him or Michael Douglas,
and he's gone.
He's gone. Spoilers.
But anyway,
so they go. We need someone smart. Who's smart?
I know.
Old Tone. Where's he on the ranch?
With he's got a daughter.
A daughter. He's got Pepper Potts.
Happy man.
He's happy. He's living his life. Obviously, free of being an Avenger.
Yep.
Saving the world. He's retired. He's done. He can't help himself, can he?
Can't help it. Figured it out.
Figured it out pretty much straight away.
Time travel.
I worked out time travel.
Done.
Done it. So there's no toilet breaks here.
No.
I think this is important to the plot.
Yeah, there's no toilet breaks.
You want to see Tony's family. You want to see where he is. Scott Lang has a pee break in his suit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. that's trouble because if they're talking about, you know, when you're like...
I know. Then your body starts going, oh, toilet time.
Yeah. Now, with your drinks, I went really easy.
I was quite thirsty, so I sort of...
I didn't touch, because the popcorn... See, that's the thing, triggers. Like, you have a salty popcorn, you keep drinking.
Mm.
It's all, it's you know, butterfly effect with Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
So I just had to take it easy. Like, I think we could have been done without the popcorn, to be honest.
I wasn't that hungry. No. I didn't have lots of popcorn.
We had the burger and the mediocre ribs.
Yeah.
So
that's the chips.
So they work out, they split into teams on where the stones are. New York, Avengers 1 team.
Yep.
Yeah, so Raccoon went with Thor
yep.
to Asgard
yep.
to get the one from Thor 2, Natalie Portman.
Yep.
And the rest, Cheezel, who else? Nebula.
Yep.
They go to space. And Hawkeye and Scarlet. They go to space. So they're all splitting up into other movies, basically, which was good. I like that.
Yeah.
And it gave them a chance to make fun of themselves sort of in the movies. Like Hulk makes fun of himself.
Yeah.
Cap sort of makes fun of himself.
Yep.
That was good.
Yeah, no, that was done well too, the way they went back to that, and then we saw like another, what happened next?
Yeah, yeah, like them just talking.
Moments.
Yeah.
I
found that it's surprisingly, like for a movie after Infinity War, it's very funny. It's probably always the funniest.
Yeah, there's just plenty of humor in it.
Yeah, which worked.
Yeah. So, out of all that,
I think you need to know.
One moment.
There's a moment in there.
I think.
The Thor bits.
Thor.
Yeah.
Where, yeah, and he's
Thor's fat. I like that.
He's depressed.
And I like the fact that they kept Thor fat even through the whole movie. I thought,
you gotta
turn him back.
You'll just go, and he's lightning, ripped. And he's ripped again. But
no, fat Thor.
Yeah. Even his mum
joked
about the salad.
Yeah.
But,
so,
which
Thor bit, though, would you have a toilet break in?
Well, when they go to space.
Yes. Yeah, so.
So, that bit there, there's a couple of minutes of not much happening where Thor and Rocket are standing in the corridor talking about stuff. Like,
well, I think even that mum bit.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Asgard. That Asgard. Thor 2 Asgard. Like, the first two Asgards, just episode of Hercules or something. I'm happy to have a piss in Asgard. Because in between, you've got Cheezel and Nebula doing their we're going to steal the stone from Guardians 1, basically.
Yeah. But there's an important... It's all sort of, all the other bits.
Yeah, are
important parts.
Yeah,
whereas
Thor's one's like he does it. Yeah, he makes it. Nothing affects anything else.
Yeah,
Avengers 1 is a good time, like a fun time. Yabba dabba do time, a gay old time. They stuff up, which I liked.
Yeah,
and
they deviate from the plan.
From the plan.
Yep. So I liked how in this time travel they all got to see maybe like a family or some part of their life.
Yeah,
So, or someone important in their life or something.
Except for Cheezel.
Yeah, that one about him.
You got to see his back working.
You got to see when he was...
That's my old back.
When he was the other actor in the first...
Terrence Howard. Yeah. Imagine that. He should have done that.
Hi, this is Rebecca Delgado-Smith, host of the Alarmist podcast, and this is a Staycast from Acast. We're doing our part to flatten the curve of coronavirus by recording remotely and following LA County advice to socially distance and wear face masks when leaving the house. If you need another great podcast to listen to while you stay at home, check out The Big Ones. Comedians Amanda and Maria discuss ethical dilemmas big and small, like, would I let my daughter date a robot? Or would you rather be 20% smarter or 20% more attractive? Really good questions. Check it out on Apple Podcasts, the Acast app, or wherever you get your podcast. Stay safe out there.
Now, when obviously Scarlett Johansson, not the actress, Black Widow, and Jeremy Renner, not the actor, Hawkeye, go... I didn't even think I clicked till they were on the planet of what would have to happen.
Yeah, I didn't think about it.
Because obviously in Infinity War... We established with the floating Red Skull that you have to give up something you love to get the Soul Stone.
Yeah.
Now, there's only two of them and floating Red Skull.
Yeah.
What's going
to
happen?
See, I really didn't want either to die.
Nah.
But maybe I was like, oh, they'll probably get rid of Hawkeye.
Yeah. I think, I have a feeling that everyone, like Hawkeye's sort of the joke of the Avengers.
Well, I don't know, is he?
But he does nothing.
I don't know. I think
I liked him in this one.
But even one earlier, he was pretty good. They made him...
Infinity War when he wasn't in it. It was great.
No, there was maybe one before that.
Civil War.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look, I didn't want either to die, but I thought, yeah, I agree. I thought they would have got rid of Hawkeye, but they probably knew that audiences would go, they're going to get rid of Hawkeye.
Like, he benefit in him surviving. He's got his family.
Where Scarlet.
He's got nobody, mate.
Bupkis.
Zero.
Yeah.
Loner.
Whiplash, maybe, from Iron Man 2, comes back. So, they have a fight to commit suicide, basically. I like that. That was good.
Yeah.
Well done.
Was there any moments?
I thought, but even within that fight, so I knew that someone would have to like knock someone down to stop, you know.
Yeah.
So they did that bit. And then how he shot an arrow at her or some crap and pulled her back on the ground. And then he started running in slow-mo. Mm. I thought, oh, he's gone. But then she shoots him with like the laser thing. Yeah. They did it well.
Yeah.
Until they did the cliffhanger moment.
Yeah. And even still, I thought, oh, no, there he goes. And then a little bit of swapsies, even still, halfway down the...
Well, you thought even when she was falling. Yeah. He would jump.
But
jump. He could have jumped, met her, shot an arrow, wrapped it around her neck, then it accidentally hung her. Oh, damn it.
Whoops.
We both died. Yeah. And then the Red Skull's like, idiots.
Yeah. So, all that's pretty important.
Yeah, you got to watch it.
And from then on, it's...
So, they get...
It's non-stop, mate.
Yeah, so, but within Nebula's one, they work out Thanos. This is where they really stuff up, which I thought was clever, that Thanos basically watches Infinity War through Nebula.
Yeah.
He goes, okay, I get the stones, I get my head chopped off, but now I've got a way to get the stones easier.
Yeah.
So they basically give him an easier way to get the stones.
Yep.
Through time travel. All that you need to see. Is there a toilet break coming up? I'm worried now. I'm worried for everyone's
bladder. And now, if people haven't gone in the first half of the movie...
And that was us. Like, was your bladder... Were you feeling it?
My bladder was good.
Mine was stretching.
Really?
I could feel it within...
Even after the movie, I was still good. Don't brag. No, I'm
don't
serious.
Show off, mate.
I didn't drink too much before the movie.
You drank more than me. You felt I gave you the weight of my cup. It was barely touched.
Gave you the weight of my cup.
The weight of my cup. And it was like more had gone in. Maybe. Yeah,
but as I said before, I don't struggle too much with the bladder. So I was quite comfortable. And I didn't drink all of my Coke. In 3 hours, that's a long time to...
Yeah.
I was ready for a toilet break after the movie, but I was not busting. Like, I've got to go right now. I had another half hour in me.
I don't know if I believe him, audience, but let's see.
Let's see what happens.
Strap you in the studio for a day. Bear grill style.
All right, so Thanos knows where all the stones are now because he's seen through Nebula what's happening.
Yep. Did he have a tour break?
No. He's like, let's go.
He's lost his way through.
So he's come to get it.
So Nebula replaces Nebula from the past. Bad Nebula comes in. Gamora's there too, also. Mm-hmm. That's a little hint that, oh, maybe Gamora's going to come back in that way.
Yep.
So, your bladder and your mind's working in overdrive right now. So they get the stones. They've all succeeded.
Yeah.
They build a glove.
Yeah.
Like an iron glove, I guess.
Yeah.
And then Hulk's like, I'm probably the only guy that could handle it.
Yeah.
You probably need to know that information too. So, Dingo. And you want to see the click. He wishes everyone back. Clicks. Straight away, Hawkeye's getting his balls busted by his missus on the phone. So we know it worked.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
And then all of a sudden.
What about when they're in the rubble? Could you go to the toilet? Thanos sits down. He has a break himself.
I guess.
He's a bit lazy in this movie, I thought.
Yeah, he didn't do much. He doesn't. But he never used to
He knows. He doesn't need to exert himself when he knows he can. He's a smart man.
Yeah.
Or smart
purple. I guess once that building explodes, like if you see the rockets coming...
Could your bladder explode?
You could quickly run out, go to the toilet, because it's a couple of minutes of everyone getting up. We've been blown up. What's going on?
Hawkeye does some stuff.
Yeah, that's
only... the tunnels.
Yeah.
He's fighting those black dogs.
You know what's happening now. People, they're coming to get the glove, right?
Yeah.
So you could pretty much...
Quickly, yeah.
Quickly, really quickly.
Right, I'm thinking now, there's not a lot of time.
No, there's not. There's nothing left now.
I think this
is the last small opportunity.
Yeah, all right. I agree to go for number two.
Number one. So there's not really a good number two time except only for that one. First... And by then, you shouldn't need one.
You shouldn't have gone. Yeah, this very rare that you would have gone in because you would have already needed to go to the toilet.
Yeah, you should have gone before the movie.
You shouldn't have. So they're in the rubble. Thanos is like, I'm going to get this glove back.
Yep.
And then we see some good stuff from the Cap Dog, Captain America.
Yep.
And the crew, the three originals, sort of go, we're going to fight him. I'm thinking, tough titties.
Tough titties.
That's what I'm thinking.
So they have a good run.
But only three guys.
They did all right. But they did. But then it looks like it's all over for them.
Dude, I'm thinking, I think I even turned to you and said, I need to go to the toilet. Plus, are they going to have to time travel again? Because it's almost like they time travel. It's like those classic time travel movies.
They fuck up and then they do it
again. Stuffed up time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, butterfly effect, Ashton Kutcher.
Mm. Which is what it almost looked like that's what was going to happen. Like, they stuffed it up even more.
Big time. Because it's worse.
Mm. But
guess what? The Circle Squad come in. Everyone's back because obviously Hulk clicked his fingers.
Yep.
The superheroes are back. Wakanda team's back. The Wong team's back.
Everyone's back.
Everyone's back. And Iron Gwyneth Paltrow's back in the suit. She's there. So everyone's there.
So that's you. That's your main sort of battle.
And it was a big battle.
Yeah. And that was well done. All that. Yeah. And then I guess from here, there's no toilet breaks now. It's all.
Well, I think there is another one, but. When I get there. So they had the battle, right?
Mm.
Captain Marvel turns up. So that's another surprise. Because you forget about Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I did. And her boy haircut. I forgot about her.
You know, you think, oh, she's just being a space boy. Doing.
I don't know why you call her a space boy. She's a beautiful woman.
She's a sexy boy.
No.
All right. So you forget about her, but then she turns up. And you're like, oh, here we go.
Everyone doubt a little bit, you know.
Oh, you got to
give
credit where credit's... Oh, the little guys, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
But the main one is sexy boy. That just flies in. Also, the witch. We forgot about the witch.
Scarlet Witch, yeah.
Scarlet Witch. Not Sabrina the Teenage Witch, in case you were confused. She probably would have ripped him apart if he didn't shoot down from the spaceship, I would think.
It looked like she had him pretty...
Because obviously fueled by the passing of her dead computer boyfriend robot.
Hmm.
And Captain Marvel failed because he ripped the fucking power stone out and just punched her in the face.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, so that was a good way to use the power of the stones.
That was done well. That was done well. Because I didn't want to see, Captain Marvel's so powerful that she just rocks up. Oh, yeah.
With a boy haircut, just saves the day. You know what I mean?
She'd have a boy haircut.
If she had the normal haircut, maybe. Not with that boy haircut. You're not saving any universes today.
So then...
Little boy.
Then we think Thanos is about to do a click again.
So we sort of established... That in Infinity War, when Strange said there was one way to save everyone out of the 14 billion possibilities or whatever he saw when he was doing that weird Midnight Oil Peter Garrett dance with his head, that this was the one. And even Iron Man goes, what's the one, man? Is this the one, bro? And he's like, I can't tell you, bro.
Yeah.
Because you won't do it.
Yep.
So then the reason why is because Tony is the one to go up against Thanos by himself, suits half mangled... So it's basically Tony Stark walking up to Thanos and trying to grab the glove. And you're thinking, that's not going to work, is it?
No.
Then it doesn't work. He just punches him out.
Yep.
Did you see he punched Cap out too?
Yeah.
It knocked him out flat. It wasn't even impressed by Cap this time. He's impressed by him when he just goes, ugh. This time he's got shooting lightning and bloody doing everything. It's like, oh yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Not impressed. And then Danos does the click. It doesn't work because the stones aren't there.
Yep.
Where are they?
Tony. Uncle Tony.
Uncle Tony's done it, but doesn't look good.
No.
Did you love the I am inevitable, I am Iron Man?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought that was good. Well done. Clicks it after he says that.
Boom. That's it. See you later, Thanos.
See you later, Tony Everybody. Stark. Everybody's dead. Imagine that.
He fucked up.
Oh, I stuffed up again.
Yeah.
So then Tony's dead. Could you go to the toilet when Tony clicks his fingers?
No. That's a sad ending for Tony.
A bit emotional, eh?
Did you cry? Did you feel like a little?
Oh yeah, I felt.
I could feel something.
You could feel it, especially because Pepper Potts is there. You know what I mean? When you got Pete, like obviously his wife,
and Spider-Man,
and his little daughter was there for some reason fighting. Yeah. So Spider-Man's like, hey, Tony.
I thought, oh, that's it. That's the end of the movie, pretty much. There's still another, 20 minutes of stuff?
Like, yeah, there was a little ending. And more to be revealed, I guess, which was good. Mm. Like, yeah, the battle. So Tony's dead. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, but there's no more toilet breaks. Like,
I think even his death was a bit full on, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Like, this wasn't like a cartoon. It looked like it was, like,
fucked
his
up.
Brain was burnt. Like he's fucked.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Him. Something that happened. Like, he cooked his brain. So Tony's dead. And then we get his funeral, I guess.
Yeah, they go.
Did you go to the toilet at his funeral? Is that a bit poor taste? Nah, there is a toilet break in there, but you're so close to the end. You're like,
you're right at the end now, so you've got another 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Because there was probably that bit where Happy's talking about dinner, like burgers. Like,
yeah, but there's...
I could go to the toilet about that one.
It's respect now. You got to stay for...
Respect Happy.
Respect for Tony Stark, mate.
Where was Happy? Happy wasn't even
What's
driving
What's he
going to
do, mate?
With his suitcase, throwing him a suitcase. Nah.
Yeah, so I think that's it now. Like, you've made it this far. There's no more piss break. You got to see... Because they almost finish up a few things and...
So then they're like, oh, we've got to put the stones back to where they belong.
Yeah.
And you're thinking... Well, I was thinking, is this another movie? Because you can't... They're not going to follow his Cap.
No, they basically send everyone off now. Like, Thor heads off to space.
With the Guardians?
Yep.
Cap, so maybe more adventures there.
Cap goes on a mission to put the... Go back through time.
Yep. And then
that's pretty much it.
Like, you see old Cap.
Yeah. So Cap basically
lives his life.
Stays in time, basically.
So we get another ending to a character that we didn't think we'd get. Captain America. Stark.
Yep. He's old now.
He's old. Too old to lift up the shield.
Mm.
Passes
He'd
over.
Still be strong though, wouldn't he? Even though he's old.
Yeah. But they couldn't do old Cap.
Nah.
So he gives a shield to Falcon.
Yeah.
Which
I'm still not sure how I feel about that. I think Bucky should have got it.
Bucky should have got it, man.
Yeah.
Do you reckon Bucky's pissed about it?
He didn't seem to be, but...
He didn't even say goodbye to him.
I know, his best mate.
He's like, oh,
well,
you
he
go.
Didn't just die.
You go,
it's
mate.
Not like he died. He was just sitting there, he's old.
Yeah, but what if he died on the park bench?
Well, he didn't.
We don't know. The next one. Captain America dies on a park bench. So you get an ending to the original characters, really. Three of them, really. Thor doesn't get an ending. He's still fat and still... They're going to do more things with him, obviously.
Yeah, I think
so. Space. Scarlett Johansson is not dead, but Black Widow is.
Yep.
But all in all, so the old Cap, they show him dancing with his lady.
Yep.
Could you go to the toilet then?
So
what about
no
when
point.
They just, they're dancing?
Is that the actual end?
That's
can't
how it ends. It ends with them dancing and a kiss. Does he steal a kiss?
Yeah, he gets a kiss.
A big, you know.
And that's the end of the
old
movie?
Old smooch.
Was there anything after that?
No, there's credits. Could you go to the toilet during the credits?
Well... This is the thing, right?
Here
this is
go.
What's important. Because if you've held on this whole time...
We could have said this at the start, but we want people to listen. This is the most important information.
There's Jared. No after credits
scene.
Or during the credits.
Or
there's
no
nothing.
Scene.
We were sitting
text.
There for another 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Waiting for something to come up.
And everyone was.
Then the staff come in to clean the cinema and go, oh, just letting you know, everyone, there's nothing.
Nothing to see here.
We're sitting here for nothing. So all
losers?
The people...
Didn't
that,
she say losers under her breath?
I reckon.
I think
nerds.
So. Yeah. Loser nerds.
Loser nerds.
Fat loser nerds.
So that's important to know because that's another 5 minutes. Even if you wait, if no one comes in to tell you, you're going to be there for 10
you
minutes.
You could damage your bladder just waiting for nothing.
Exactly. So as soon as that, you see that Cap kiss at the end, get out. So that's it.
That's it. So how many breaks is that? One.
Well, these are potential breaks.
Yes. Like, these are breaks.
Yeah, but look...
You don't have to have them.
Ideally...
Don't go to the toilet for no reason.
Ideally, you'd want to be prepped, ready, not have to go to the toilet at all. So we're recommending...
We made it.
We made it without toilet breaks. Yes. But if there is a time that you need to go...
Some people's bladders aren't as strong as yours, Jared. You're showing off.
I've been training.
You're like the Captain Marvel of bladders.
Yeah.
With a sexy boy haircut. There are potential... There is spots to have, but it's very hard.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of movies where you could probably piss through half the movie. Yeah. You could be like a fountain. You know what I mean?
What are you making a jerking off?
No, I'm spraying like a hose gone loose. Oh, okay. You know, with the
hose. Out of control, going, like a fire hose.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? Or a garden hose.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got hose in different area codes. That's how I roll. But it's very hard. Like, they're not... Marvel's not exaggerating based when they say there's no toilet breaks.
Mm.
And not that even... It's not an action-packed movie, no, which was interesting. It's not like Infinity War's got more action than this.
Yeah.
But there's so much plot and almost... nods to other... There's so much good stuff. Yeah, that's it. It's good.
You don't want to miss anything.
You don't want to miss a thing. Aerosmith. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Just think about Aerosmith.
Yeah. So we recommend go to the toilet, empty your bladder before you see the movie.
Is that your review of the toilet?
And that's it. Try not to miss any of it. But if we've laid out some potential times.
Yes.
May benefit people, but we've also told you the movie anyway, so listen to this, you can go anytime.
You can go. You know, you just go, oh, hang on, what happened in that bit? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the battle. But there is spots.
Well, hopefully we've helped people, Adam.
I think we have.
Because that's what we're here for.
I think, I'm just worried that people's bladders get damaged during the course of the movie, but I think they'll be fine now. And of course, if you want to sit and piss for 3 hours, nappy.
Yeah, well, that's a backup plan. Maybe you could take a nappy as a backup plan if you miss the breaks that we've suggested and you're like, fuck it, man, I've got to go.
Just unleash.
Unleash into the nappy. And at least then you've cut... Like, because you can still go to the toilet if you've got a nappy. Get like a pull-up one so you don't have to untape it or zip it.
Yeah, but what do you do? Just throw the nappy in there?
Well, you can just use it for underpants. if you haven't wet...
So you're not wearing underpants, you're wearing the pull-up nappy.
Yeah.
And then your normal pants over the top. So you're not revealing you have a nappy, obviously.
No, no one knows. You might look like you've got a bit of a
fat ass. But it doesn't seep through. Is that the point of a nappy? I can't remember. Like I've worn one for years.
So if you piss in a nappy, it soaks up.
Yes.
Or if you use too much, it may.
Then,
but you need to make sure you've got a quality nappy that's going to take, you know, quite a bit.
What if you Bear Grylls it and just drink it? Like you save the candy bar.
I see what you're saying.
Recycling.
Well, if people are into that, then that's a good way to get out of a toilet break as well.
Or fill up their cup.
But it depends. If there's people sitting near you, you're going to have to get your dick
like
out.
If you're in gold class.
Or a girl, you got to swap.
If you're in gold class, get away with it. Blanket.
I guess. They don't supply blankets anymore.
Really?
Mm.
Is that true or you just made that
no,
up?
No, that's true. Because we asked one, not you and me. Well, it was a year ago or two.
To be fair, you were going to bed and you thought, I need a blanket and you rang up. Crown Gold Class, you're like, can we get a blanket? I'm like, are you ridiculous? Is that what happened? Is that
yeah,
exactly
that's what
the story?
Yeah.
No, so you were in Gold Class with a girl?
Was
it a girl with a boy haircut?
A year ago or something.
Was it a girl with a boy haircut?
No.
No. All right. So you're with a girl and you say, can I get a blanket?
Yeah. One each. They said, oh, we don't do that anymore. I didn't want one. I never need a blanket or a toilet break.
Whoa. No bladder or blankets. That's your motto.
That's my motto, mate.
So, yeah. So, no blankets there. Glad we could provide that information. Pick up your game, Village.
Yeah.
Get some blankets. Why do you reckon they got rid of blankets? What's your theory?
Because they would have had to clean
them. Did you theorise after that?
People would have been getting up to no good underneath them.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Wanking.
I've heard of people who are working at the cinemas. They've told us they've found shit in the cinemas. So these are people who didn't have a nappy or go to the toilet. They were just shit in the cinema.
What movie were they watching that they could just shit?
Yeah, I don't know. But this is what... So I can't remember who it was, but someone I know worked in a cinema and said that they found that. They've had people have sex in the cinema.
Yeah. That's a bit gross.
Good. No, it's not. You don't want to sit in a
gross
seat.
Gross. For who?
The person has to sit in that seat next.
Yeah, but that. But during it, it's not gross.
Oh, for them.
Like if you're one of the two people or three... that we're having sex during the movie.
Yeah.
What is there a sex break in Avengers Endgame?
Well, if you don't need to go to the toilet.
Oh, hang on. Probably there's a sex... something that would get you rolled up is the Thor Captain Marvel with girl hair scene when he's like, I like that girl.
There's nothing there, man. It's not going to get me started.
Sexy looks.
Yeah, but she is sexy.
Did you find it strange that Natasha, a.k.a. Black Widow, a.k.a. Scarlett Johansson, looked at Hulk sexily, like when he was...
Well, she's obviously...
When he was Green Hulk, but...
Well,
she... Did that turn her on?
She's got feelings, not like... She's not in love with him
because he's a big Hulk. Feelings?
I don't know. There's a chemistry between them. They obviously... There's some sort of...
So there's probably...
Because they almost... Because she said something about... She looked like she had a dig at him. Like, oh, I remember a long time ago when...
Does your dick still work? Is that what she said?
That's, I don't know. But anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So there's two sexy scenes. Third sexy scene.
I think we're getting a bit...
No.
Away, mate. People are happy with...
Just in case people want to... You say they have sex in the cinema. You've opened the door.
I'm not condoning sex in the cinema.
So there's those two scenes. Third scene is probably... Did you think the Hawkeye and Natasha, a.k.a. Scarlett Johansson, a.k.a. Whatever her name is... She was flirting. Does she flirt with everyone or is it just me?
Scarlett?
Yes.
She didn't flirt with anybody.
Flirt with Cap about get a life. Let's get a life.
They're
not flirting.
They're just talking. They're friends.
Sandwich. And then...
let's have a sandwich.
What about Hawkeye? Did you think they were going to kiss before they jumped off the cliff together?
No.
There was I didn't think they were going to kiss. Just friends.
They obviously... Those two we've not seen from many movies. They're friends. No, but they care each other. They love each other.
Yeah.
They care each other. A couple of Care Bears.
A couple of crazy Care Bears. Yeah. But do you think, like, I thought that maybe, like, in their minds, like, one of us going to die.
Let's have a quick bang.
I'd love to see you nude. Hawkeye.
Oh, I doubt it.
With that sick sleeve.
Yeah, he's got a cool sleeve now.
Yeah, he does have a sick sleeve.
I think that's it, Adam. I think we've
so come. There's three moments to have sex in Avengers Endgame.
When the credits come on, that's about it.
Really? Just get it on. Just get it on. They do end with Marvin Gaye, let's get it on, as the music, which I thought was weird. But yeah, so there you go. So hope the universe is safe now. Your bladder is safe now.
Yep. Hope you enjoyed that movie that we just told you all about.
We told you all about. And Captain Marvel's boy haircut.
Girl haircut. Girls can have short haircuts too, Adam. It's 2019,
we'll
mate.
Finish it, mate.
It's 2014 or 15.
Where?
Wait, I've gone backwards.
It's a few years in there. It's 2024.
Yeah.
Girls can have sexy boy haircuts.
Exactly.
All right. That's what the next Captain Marvel movie is going to be called. Captain Marvel and the Sexy Boy Haircut. See you later.
See you later. Imagine you just clicked half our listeners away, man. Big reputation. Oh.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favorite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
This is Shelter in Place, a podcast about finding daily sanity in a world that feels increasingly insane. I'm Laura Joyce Davis. Each day, and the amount of time it takes to enjoy a good cup of coffee, I share stories that are helping me survive right now. Stories that live in the tension between joy and grief, that remind us that even when we're at our worst, we're not alone. I hope you join me for Shelter in Place on Apple Podcasts, Acast, or wherever you listen.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the U.S. and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.